Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District, and McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about legislation which moved in the House this week, which deals with sanctuary cities. Talk to us about what's going on with this legislation and why it was done and where it leads.
Well, the House this week did approve legislation to protect citizens and hold local governments accountable for the illegal actions of undocumented individuals who have taken up residence in what is called sanctuary cities. There are sanctuary cities across the country, and here in Pennsylvania, in sanctuary cities such as Philadelphia, local police have been instructed by city leaders not to turn over undocumented immigrants to face prosecution on immigration violations. And as a result, some of the undocumented immigrants are putting public safety at risk and committing crimes. And there's certainly a cost to society and a risk to residents. So House Bill 1885 would hold responsible any sanctuary city in Pennsylvania for damages to persons or property as a result of criminal activity by unauthorized aliens. So I think this is important legislation, and it's moving now to the Senate for consideration.
Another piece of legislation that is on its way to the governor's desk deals with telemedicine and deals with doctors crossing state lines to treat patients. Talk to us about what this piece of legislation would do.
Well, this is really legislation to expand access to health care for Pennsylvanians, especially those of us in rural areas. The General Assembly has approved, and now the legislation is sitting on the governor's desk that would expand telemedicine options. House Bill 1619 would allow Pennsylvania to join the Interstate Medical Licensure Compact, which is designed to permit eligible licensed physicians in one state to treat patients in other states via telemedicine technology. Currently, 17 other states have enacted similar legislation to join this compact, and it's currently pending in another state, that's the state of Michigan. It's estimated that 80% of the physician population licensed in the United States could be eligible to practice telemedicine in states where they don't reside. So I think this is certainly an important piece of legislation. It can help rural, underserved areas of the Commonwealth, and certainly I hope the governor will sign that legislation.
Another piece of legislation which moved in the House this week deals with education and making sure that our workforce is suited for the jobs that are available. Talk to us about how this workforce education and vocational education bill works.
Well, this is a very important piece of legislation focused at vocational education, and what it would do is allow students in a vocational education program to demonstrate proficiency in their content areas through different means than the Keystone exams. It would allow students to show their career readiness in their programs of study by attaining industry-based competency credentials rather than through the Keystone exams. And I think that this is something that's very important. Sometimes students are over-tested, and to demonstrate competency is very important, but it's important to demonstrate competency in their area of study. So I think this is an important bill. It was overwhelmingly supported in the House and now goes to the Senate for consideration.
And now I'd like to speak about resolutions in the House dealing with National Forest Products Week. Obviously a big deal in your area. Talk to us about this.
Well, this week the House did approve a resolution unanimously that was sponsored by my colleague, Representative Kathy Rapp from Warren County, and I was honored to co-sponsor the resolution designating the week of October 16th through the 22nd as National Forest Products Week in Pennsylvania. This is a very important resolution because it recognizes the value of an industry that's certainly critically important in our region, but all across the Commonwealth. And it's important to raise awareness of the economic impact of the forest products industry and what it means to rural communities across the Commonwealth. The nation's first paper mill was founded in Pennsylvania in 1690. And today, more than 10% of the Commonwealth's manufacturing workforce is involved in the forest products industry. So it's not only important in our area, but the forest products industry is important across the entire Commonwealth.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.